Blog Talk Radio.
Worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart. I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. Worship you,
alone,
blessed Savior.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Elisha William Olympi. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
God told me something.
Praise God. That was our son. He is 11 years of age now, and he's being prepared. And all of our children are being prepared for what God has for this generation. And I pray for every young person by the power of God. And I pray for every household that would prepare. We can't get so busy until we don't prepare those who God has entrusted us with. To God be the glory. Thank you, Elisha William Owensby. God is so good, and I welcome every one of you to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, Prophet and Seer Roderick Owensby. You know what? Me and my Queen Katrina, we were fellowshipping today, and we were just talking, you know, and we was just talking about what we sense in our spirit, our spirits by the presence of God, that God is doing a new thing all the time. God is constantly doing something fresh all of the time. And we have to understand, the more we get to know our God, the more we understand that he is constantly speaking into our hearts. God has a divine plan. We can't get caught up in thinking about what the world is doing, what the media is doing. And we have to understand that God's plan is greater than anything that the enemy has planned for God's people. Listen, I'm going to be dealing with many subjects today. We're going to be dealing with the spirit of accusation. We're going to be dealing with the solution is prayer and the three realms of prayer. And I want every one of you to know that this is the day that God has made. In counseling today, many people across this nation, people want answers. And you know that the spirit of accusation is something that the enemy loves to use. He used it in every case. Every case when God was trying to do something, the spirit of slander and accusation is always there. From the day of the Garden of Eden to Moses, to Abraham, you name me one person in the Bible that God is using or a people, I will show you where the enemy is constantly accusing the brethren. Also in the case of Job, in the case of the apostles, in the case of Jacob, you name it, Jesus himself, I want you to know that the devil only uses one weapon, and that weapon works for him every time. But I want to give you some insight so that you can understand that the spirit of accusation is a weapon that the enemy uses. And I want you to know that God has given us in his word how to overcome the spirit of accusation. You know, when you get born again, you must understand that God convicts. He doesn't condemn, but there is a conviction of the Holy Spirit. And so many times, many of God's people won't allow that conviction to take place because there are false teachings in many places of realms of the Spirit, not the Spirit of God, but in many realms of accusation by way of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the scripture says they are enemies of the cross. We must be convicted of our sins. Conviction leads to conversion. And when we are converted, then we can strengthen our brethren. So a natural understanding is conviction, but a spiritual understanding is conversion. When we really get converted, Jesus told Peter, when you are converted, you are strengthening your brethren. But so many people in the body of Christ cannot provide that strength. And I say this in love because there's a lack of understanding and revelation concerning our place in God. You know, when you read Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, it tells us how to treat someone, a fellow believer, male or female, who is overtaken in a fault. God tells us to what? Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You can't restore condemning. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world. I came to fulfill the law. I didn't come to condemn the law. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn anyone. I came so that we might be free. Only the truth makes us free. So I want to share that with you. You're saying, I'm having an issue with my prayer. Life. I'm. Things are happening. It seems like I never get a breakthrough. It seems like I pray, I fast. But why isn't my household blessed? Why am I not getting a breakthrough? Why can't I feel God like I used to feel Him? And I want to give you those answers today. This is Prophecy Alive, and I know that God is moving by His Spirit. Father, tonight, I give you praise that you are God and all the glory goes to you. And I give you praise for these are your people and they are not mine. And God, I thank you, Lord, for me and my queen who, God, you have ordained us and you have called us and chosen us for this purpose. And we love you, Lord, and therefore we're feeding your sheep. And Father, right now, by the Spirit of God, I pray for every woman, man, boy, and girl, and every pastor, every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. But I pray simply for the body of Christ, the body of Christ. I pray, God, for the edifying of the body, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Lord, we decree and let us all come into the unity of the faith, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And I praise you, God, that you're doing this now. We come against every spirit of accusation, every spirit that will come and hinder your people from hearing the word of the Lord right now. And I can feel you, God. I can feel you, God, even in my mouth. It tastes like honey. Ah, God, and I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for the healing of families, the deliverance of children, grandchildren. Marriages are being mended now. And what the devil meant for evil, God meant it for your good. Praise God. I'm going to go directly to the phones right now. I have a 765, and throughout this time, on Prophecy Alive, I'm going to be sharing from the Word of God concerning the spirit of accusation. The solution is prayer. Let me say, I don't want to forget, because as the Spirit of God gets to moving, and we don't know what our good friend the Holy Spirit has in mind, but I know whenever the Holy Spirit is present, people will be changed. I want to let you know right now, in the name of Jesus, to all of you in the nearby area and the different towns and cities of Indiana, here in Kokomo, every Saturday, this coming Saturday, a couple days away, every Saturday, so the School of the Prophets, School for the Spiritually Gifted, Saturdays at 12 noon this Saturday. And every Saturday at 12 noon, and it is hosted at Grace Memorial Institutional Church, but we will be in the GMIC Chapel. The address, 1417 North Delphus Street, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. And I thank God for the host pastor, my pastor, M.L. Hall Jr., powerful man of God. Do go and see him 10:45 Sunday mornings. You go see him and hear the word of God from his mouth. Very powerful man of God. School of the Prophets. Every Saturday, you live in Anderson. You that live in Muncie. You that live in Indianapolis. And, of course, Kokomo. And the surrounding places. Galveston. All of the areas. And even we have people coming far from even those areas. Do come and see us Saturdays at 12 noon. I decree by faith this school of the prophets is for the spiritually gifted. We are in a series on Elijah. And I mean, last Saturday, what a phenomenal time that we had in the Lord. And to God be the glory. For more information, you can call 317-832-0131. We'd love to talk to you, and I thank God for you. I'm going to go right to the phones right now, and I have a 765 area code. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
All right, Proper Orange. I believe it's me, and this is Sister Ferguson from Grace Tomorrow. And
God bless
all
you.
Of our, yeah, God bless you too, and your queen and your son Elijah. I was blessed just to hear his voice opening up today.
Praise God.
And yes, but I was just calling for prayer for me and my husband and my mother and my family. And I just wanted you to just pray for me, pray for us.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Father, now
yeah.
I give you praise for this woman of God. We enter into your presence, and we thank you that you hear us when we pray. And Father,
yeah.
She has called tonight for prayer. And Lord, I come into covenant agreement with her concerning her request. Manifest your glory in her household. Manifest your glory in her life. Heal, deliver, oh God, every desire of her heart. Let this be a great year for this woman of God to see the manifestation of the power of God in Jesus' name. And I expect a miracle, and I expect a praise report, and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I thank you for that prayer. And give my love to Queen. And y'all have the best night. Yes.
Love you, and God bless
and
you.
And love
thank
you, too.
Coming.
All right. All right. And God bless you, too. All right.
Yes,
goodbye.
Ma'am. That's so wonderful. Praise God for what God is doing in this hour. I have another caller. I have a 443 area code. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you, son. How are you doing?
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing so wonderful. This is spiritual son, Lance, awesome man of God. What's in your spirit tonight, Prophet?
Prophet. Well, I just want just prayer, just prayer in general.
Okay.
Just whatever the spirit leads, I just need prayer.
Father, me and Lance, we join together. By your Holy Spirit, and we say thank you for what you are doing and what you have done. And God, we even thank you for what we can't see. For faith is our substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we praise you for the miracles that we can't even see. And we know that your ways are above our ways. I pray that you touch Lance right now. Touch him in a place where nobody can touch him. Touch him in that place in his heart. Oh, Lord, he has a big heart. He loves hard. And God, I ask you to touch him right now and give him that which he desires in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, whether it's education, whether it's schooling, whether it's financial, I ask you for a supernatural breakthrough in his life. I pray by the name of Jesus that something good will take place in his life. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're doing good to him, but there's something special, I sense, that he's asking you for. comfort him in the place where he needs to be comforted. Uplift him where his head is hung down. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And I pray now that the grace of God may be upon him, favor and grace. Do him like Jabez. Bless him indeed. Enlarge his territory. Oh, God, let your hand be with him, that he may not cause pain, but that you will be with him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I feel a unique blessing for you. That's all I heard, was a unique blessing. Get ready for it, Lance.
Well, thank you. I'll be on the line listening and praying with you as you go through your calls.
I love you so much. You're always there for us. Bless you, son.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay, Bobby. That's Lance. I mean, just a unique father and son relationship we have. I met him some time ago, and it's like we've been together 20 years. And that's how it is in covenant relationships. Now, as I said tonight, get ready. I'm going to get into the spirit of accusation. The Holy Spirit told me to deal with this tonight. And I saw chains falling off of the minds of pastors and ministers and musicians and singers and husbands and wives. People in general are going to get a massive deliverance. And I need you to call your friends, call your cousins, anybody you know that is going through something that is terrible, and somebody you know that is depressed. You tell them to call tonight. You call them on the phone and get them on the line tonight. And you that are praying, the School of Prophets and our intercessors that are working behind the scenes, and you that are on the line and you that are praying, and I decree that the nations tonight, we looking for a change in the White House to the church house. We come against the spirit of accusation, and we're going to give you weapons that God has given you tonight. You wondering why the breakthrough seems like it's taking forever. I'm going to show you that you already have received the breakthrough. We're going to show you how the enemy wants to blind the people of God from receiving that which sounds crazy that you've already received. Glory to God. I have another caller, 985. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, Mother.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well tonight. How are you doing in Jesus' name?
I'm doing fine. Thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I've been praying and crying out to God for a job, a good-paying job with benefits, and God telling me to stay on this job where I'm at. So it's something that he's doing, but I won't complain and I won't question God. I'm going to just be still and stand still and know that God is moving.
Ooh,
the problem that I have tonight is,
yes,
I have a problem with two men.
Okay.
One is a married man I used to date years ago.
Okay.
But he won't leave me alone.
Okay.
Now he married now. And one was my ex-husband. He keep telling me God's sending him back. But if God's sending you back, why he not revealing it to me? I lay before God like I'm fixing to eat a plate of food. That's
yes.
The relationship that I have with God, because I know I can't get nobody else to do for me like God will.
Hallelujah.
And I keep telling them, I'm not in a rush for no husband. I want to wait on God, because his timing is not my timing. And they don't understand that. So the married man, I had to tell him, don't call me. It's not like you should be calling me. You should be calling your wife.
Praise God.
Well, I keep asking him, what do I have you want? That was a relationship was way back years ago.
Yes.
But I asked God to let me walk away clean, and I did. But he won't stop calling.
He will after tonight. Listen. These are spirits. It's not even the person. These are spirits that come to try to keep your mind on the issues of the past. But you are free, and I love your transparency. I love it.
Thank you.
You are transparent. Now, that tells me you're close to God. Father, right now, I give you praise for the deliverance of this mother from the things that try to haunt her from the past.
Thank you, Lord.
Even as the woman at the well came to Jesus, and Jesus said to her that she had five husbands, and the one she's with is not hers. I thank you that this woman accepts the spiritual marriage to Yeshua. I thank you, Lord, right now, that the water that she has, no man can quench, especially someone that is married or someone from the past. I thank you for this woman. I thank you, Lord, for the miracle in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Woman of God, before I let you go, I would say to you that you have a strong prophetic ministry. There's anointing that is on you, and it's on even the people from your past and your lineage. And there's a strong mantle I'm sensing right now. I will say to you, do like Jonah. Run this race. Obey the Lord. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out the devil. Obey God.
I will.
I love your spirit.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for the prayer.
You're welcome. That is amazing. That is amazing. How transparent she was. And I don't deal with people like other people. I deal with them according to the Holy Spirit and what he says to me. Thank God for the mother. Praise God, I have a 504 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
God bless you too, Sasha. How you doing?
Hey, I haven't heard from you in what? How many years?
I've been in my... Yeah.
Sabrina.
I've been around in spirit.
Okay. What's on your heart tonight? We are doing fine. Me and my queen, Katrina, have been talking about you, and you showed up tonight. We love you.
Oh, I love y'all, too. I start calling more often. I called yesterday and tried to get through, but when you came on, I think I had went to see about my dog because he was barking. And when I picked the phone up, I heard you say, well, I'm going to come back to 504. I said, well, it was meant for me to speak tomorrow instead of tonight.
Well, you know how it goes sometimes. But we love you. What's in your heart tonight?
I'm walking my dog, but I'm glad I got through because I don't consider it an issue, but it's not weighing on me, but it's on my mind. I had a friend who, so much of a friend anymore, I think it's a bit of unhappiness in her life or jealousy, or she may be missing something because she is attempting to wreak so much havoc in my life right about now. But the worst part about it is that she's still a smile in my face. Like, you know, it's like I don't know that it's her, but all of the fingers point to her, but I've just decided to silently dismiss her, and, you know, I don't communicate with her or anything, but I think it's just sad, and I was calling to see if you could just say a strong prayer for her that she finds her own happiness and strength and not try to take her bitterness and whatever issues she has out on me. Because, I mean,
well,
I had
Let me say this. I would pray for her on my time as the Lord will lead me, because I can see this person's face that you're speaking of. I want you to only let your focus be Christ.
Right.
God will keep you in perfect, listen to me, baby. God will keep you in perfect peace. Your mind stayed on him. And I know you're such a lovable person and you want everybody delivered. but
right.
in their own time. But don't you make that your concern, okay?
Okay.
Yes, okay. Let's move on from that because I feel the Holy Ghost saying, let's go to the next one, okay?
Good. I'm glad, Francis, because I had some, I'm going to say, some evil thoughts on my mind to, you know, retaliate and do her harm and cause her problems. But you know what I did? I just said, you know what? I actually said a prayer to myself, and I asked God to remove all of those bad thoughts because it wouldn't help me in life. It'll only backfire. And I prayed a couple times a day that it started happening, and I've been asking every day for him to just keep those thoughts on my mind and let me move on from it because it won't benefit me in the end. I'm not perfect, but I wasn't bad in the situation, but I know that her situation is you know, different from mine, but I've been working. I'm off for the summer. I found me a little part-time job for the summer. I'm trying to start my own little businesses going. You know, I'm walking on faith, and I enjoyed the speeches and the sermons that y'all was giving yesterday, you and the other fellow prophets, because I was like, well, man, the faith and, you know, being yourself. And I think the guy, he was in the military or something like that. I can't remember what he was in, but he finally got online, and, you know, he was talking, and I was just like, you know what, this is good. It shed some light for me, and I'm going to just let it be how it is, and I'm going to prosper where I'm supposed to prosper and keep doing what I'm doing.
Amen. And you do just that because I believe if you follow God, you will be successful. You have a wonderful spirit, and my queen and I, we adore you, and we have not ceased to pray for you, Sabrina.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you. I just needed that extra little boost, you know, to just keep on the right track and leave it alone. Because you know how sometimes you'd be like, I'm going to leave something alone, then it just keep coming to your mind.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
You know what, I'm going to get this prayer line, and I'm going to give me that extra spiritual boost to just take a deep breath and let it go.
Well, you go ahead and exhale and just move on. God has great things for those that seek him, okay?
Right. Amen.
I pray for your strength.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
And
I'm going to pray for my own friend, and I'm going to pray for you and your wife, and I'm going to continue to listen tonight and praise God, and it is all in his glory, and I thank you so much.
You are so special to us in the kingdom of God. We love you, Sabrina.
All right, I love y'all too.
Okay, bye-bye. She's such a blessing. We just love the people of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a couple of more calls, and I want you all to get ready. We're going to be talking about the spirit of accusation. And you're going to receive some things from the Lord. And get ready. Praise God. I have a 281 area code coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you as well and your family also.
Thank you.
No problem. I was calling for prayer for my ex that the Lord just really blessed him.
Praise God. You have a unique spirit. You have such the love of God is so big in you. And it's so, I see the spirit of forgiveness is strong in you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you forgive because you don't like to see people in bondage. And I want to pray. Lord, you know your daughter is asking for prayer concerning someone that is of importance. And I ask that you strengthen him, and draw him closer to you. Draw him closer in his spirit and in his mind and everything that the enemy has tried to do to destroy. We tear it down and we destroy it. We root it up. In Jesus' name. Ask you for healing in his life and in his parents' life. Oh, God, heal him emotionally. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anything else on your spirit?
No, not. Oh, yes. I'm planning on going back to school, but I'm not sure what I should do as far as my career goes and what I should major in. So I really need guidance on that note.
Here's what I want you to do. God will open up your eyes and your understanding. And I want you to read Ephesians chapter 1, okay?
Okay.
Read that whole chapter and keep reading, because the Lord's going to give you answers this evening. But God, open up your eyes that you may see, the eyes of your understanding, and that he give you revelation concerning your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, bless you.
Bless you too, and I really thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome. That's what we are here for. Don't ever think you're bugging me. Just, I can feel you. We
okay.
love you, okay? All
love
right.
You too.
God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Hallelujah. One more caller. God bless you, my covenant sister.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you, Prophet?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. That's awesome. I'd like prayer for wisdom, please, and guidance, and if the Lord has a word for me for direction, I'd really appreciate that, please. I've just come out of being overly so confused, and I just want some peace.
Well, Jesus,
the Lord's
left
perfect,
you.
Please.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My apologies. I just want the Lord's perfect peace.
Yes. Let me say something to you, and I know you know this because you read the Word of God. You know, he said he'll keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him.
Yes.
So keep your mind on Christ. This would need to be counseled. So keep your mind on Christ and on his word, and you will have peace. The more you think about things that are negative, the more confusion comes in. And you know confusion is of Satan.
Yes.
He's the author of confusion. You know that in the Word of God. So as you keep your mind on him, he keeps you in perfect peace. And the scripture says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And he gives wisdom to all men. He abradeth not. He shows no partiality. So asking for wisdom is something that each individual have to do. You understand?
Yes.
Yes. So you have to do that one. Praise God. Do you understand?
Yes.
So when you ask God for wisdom, he gives it to you. I wouldn't go to your parents and say, hey, can you give your daughter some money? That would be you. Come on.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's a good way of saying it.
Yeah. Because I love you. I don't want you to, you know, I'm not a harsh person. I like to give it to you in love, and because I know
Amen.
You are a student of the word. You know, if one of your children needed some money, you rather them come to you than to have to ask someone else. Amen?
Amen.
So actually, you've asked God for wisdom before?
Yes.
Guess what? You have it.
Amen.
Now he gives you the knowledge to know how to execute the wisdom. And when we keep our mind on Jesus, and I'm speaking to everyone tonight, when we keep our minds on Jesus, Jesus is the wisdom of God. So when we keep our minds on Jesus, our minds are on the wisdom of God. Don't you love it? I do. All right, woman of God?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
And sometimes people call for prayer and the Holy Spirit says, no, counsel. You understand.
Yes, amen. And yes. I like counsel too.
I know you do. And he's not saying don't pray. He's just saying in this case there needs to be a clarity. And God's giving you clarity tonight. You are
amen.
Such a soldier. You are such a warrior. And I thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet, for that. I really appreciate that.
We love you in Christ. My queen and I, we do pray for you. God brings you to our spirits a lot, as a matter of fact, in the whole that country. Praise God, and I give God praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you sing?
Yes, I do. I'm actually in the worship team at church.
Could you sing a song to the Lord for the people of God? Because I believe healing would flow.
Okay.
Just a short praise. Hallelujah.
Sure, thank you, too. Listen, Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, with this holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. I worship his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, we give you all the glory. And we worship you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We exalt your holy name, for you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, that was amazing. Praise God. You don't know how much healing took place because of your obedience. Woman of God, there is healing in your voice. Yes. And that's what the Holy Spirit said. Ask her to sing. Praise God.
Ah, well, that explains why I keep having to feel, I keep feeling that I have to sing or I want the thing to sing, but I don't sing. But I even sing in tongues. I don't know why, but yeah, I just do. And I get all hot and flustered like I am right now.
Let me explain something to you. Listen closely. While you were singing, a woman of God, because I have my Facebook open, and I for you that want to talk to me, if you want to go to my Facebook while I'm on the air, even if you're on the air, feel free to drop a line. A sister said, that's so nice of her singing. I just love it. You see there?
Oh, wow.
See, obedience is better than what? Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
And
amen.
You brought sacrifice of praise into the house, which is your body, into this body of believers on this broadcast, and people are being blessed by it. I just don't say things just to be saying it, y'all. I can feel a breakthrough happening in the Spirit of God. My God. And if you all would take a hold of what God has to say tonight, you will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Oh, that felt real awesome. Thank you so much.
Love you so much. Ah, praise God.
And it's definitely encouraged me. So thank you.
Really?
Yes.
I'm happy. That makes me happy. To God be the glory. Love you, woman of God.
Much love and blessings to you and Queen Katrina too. It'll be really nice to have a chat with her sometime soon.
Yes, she's been on a couple of broadcasts because the shifts are different and she's at work, but she's listening when she's not on with me. She's always listening. We are one. I will let her know.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Didn't you just love that song from our dear sister? She's calling from New Zealand. And I'm telling you, God is so good. God is so good. I have a, 571 area code. I'm coming to you now. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Good evening, Prophet. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Amen. I'm blessed. I'm just calling. First of all, I just want to say that was awesome. Dear sister in New Zealand. And I just want asking for prayer tonight.
Father, you alone are worthy. Yes, 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 yes. You alone are worthy. This is your child. This is your daughter. And she loves you so much, God. And we enter covenant agreement. We touch and agree for her request. The Holy Spirit is telling me to make one request known. What is one thing you want to see happen?
I'd like for unity in my family, and I'm speaking of my siblings and my parents. And,
okay.
Unity.
Father God, we come before you with this request of unity with her family. Now, let healing flow through her family and let forgiveness flow through her family.
Yes.
Let things of the past be gone. There's some things happening. God is breaking down some stubbornness there. Father, since she made it known, I'll make it known to her that woman this day, the word of God is sent to your house and to your siblings, and peace shall abide. The peace of salvation, there will be healing, there will be tears, there's some type of coming together, some type of reunion that's taking place. And you can believe this, that joy is going to be rich in your family. Restoration has come to your house. And that is to all whom you love this night in Jesus' name.
Oh, I bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I have one other request, Prophet.
Yes.
I need some direction as well, guidance on scripture to read right now.
Okay. I'm going to give you, I want you to read the entire book of James.
Yes, sir.
Because while I was praying for you, I saw James.
Okay.
Didn't know you was going to ask. But you read the entire book of James, and you read it and you pray, because you're going to get some answers and solutions.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It's going to bless you tonight, oh God.
Amen. I bless God. Thank you, Lord. The amazing thing is that's my father's name. So I bless God for that.
and I'm going to give God the glory, because I was going to say that. I bow to you. But sometimes I just don't. You know what I mean?
Amen. Yes,
and sir. To God be the glory. You know what? Yes, you know your ministry is at hand.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's your time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you receive the mantle, and it's time to use it.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Because some things you're not going to get until you're in your full-fledged ministry.
My God.
I had to tell you that tonight.
I know that's right. And you are so correct. It's just timing. And that's why I need direction, because, you know, I've taken on a new job, but I don't believe that I'm going to be in it for long. But I want to go whatever way the Holy Spirit is leading me to go, and I want to be obedient. So I'm just, right now, I don't hear the scripture, so that's why I asked for scripture, and I praise God for that. So I will begin my study in the book of James. And amen.
You are an awesome woman, and I thank God anytime.
God bless you.
Bless you. You have a wonderful day.
All right, and God bless your queen as well.
I shall tell her.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Praise God. And I thank God for great friends that were blessed by the singing. I thank God for people like Denise and Lakeisha and people across this country and beyond who constantly, behind the scenes, they pray. The School of Prophets. And I'm telling you, we are working on our website, and as soon as it's ready, we're going to make the School of Prophets available, and also our video department is, we're going to have live streaming. And people of God, I'm expecting something so powerful. Are you expecting a miracle? Hallelujah. I have a 757. I'm coming to you right now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Online. God bless you.
Hi, Prophet. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Praise God to hear from you. What's your first name?
Chantal.
Is this your? This is not your first time, of course, right?
No.
Okay. What's on your heart tonight?
I need a word from the Lord, and I'm waiting. I went and applied for a job with the airlines, with United Airlines, and I'm waiting to hear from them. And some other things is going on that I just need God to move.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The word of God for you is found in Hebrews 12.
Okay.
Listen to verse 26. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the heavens.
Yes.
I saw the word shaking when you came on. And I said, I saw the word dancing in front of this computer. And I'm sitting here in the studio, and I'm seeing this word shake. And then I saw an angel shaking a tree.
Mm.
And that tree is your life and your family.
My God.
God is telling me, to tell you, I'm shaking everything that can be shaken
in
your life and in your family.
Thank you, God. Hi, Papa.
Yes. And after the shaking, when everything has settled, I'm going to get a remnant. I'm going to raise up a nation that will obey.
Thank you, God.
There are three immediate things that will take place in your life in the coming weeks, in the coming days. There are three distinctive miracles that will take place in your life. You keep that in your spirit. And there is a 417 that is coming to me. And I don't understand this, but I'm to tell you that 417 is significant in your miracles. At least one of the miracles will involve 417. So you have been told by God to fast, and you've been in one, but God's bringing you into another fast. That's what I have for you. Go ahead, speak your heart.
I just thank God for the word. And man, I'm just shaking.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
We magnify you.
Yes, God. Yes, God, thank you.
You be blessed, and he will restore your honor.
Oh, my God, thank you.
I'm to tell you this. Your honor is being restored tonight.
Thank you, God, thank you. Thank you, God.
Marriage is honorable in all.
Thank you, God.
And the bed undefiled.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't worry about whoremongers and adulterers, because God's going to judge.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly what you're saying.
Did you hear me in the spirit?
Yes, I did. Wow.
God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is. My God, thank you. Woo.
Listen to me. I got to let you go, because if I don't, I'll keep seeing. I see someone being snatched from the pulpit.
Wow. Wow.
I see a lot of wood. I see a lot of wood. I see. God is Jesus. God ain't playing with the disobedience and the king of Saul. He's not playing with the spirit of jealousy.
Jesus.
He's not playing that. He ain't playing that mess, y'all.
I know that's right.
Hallelujah.
I know that is right, because it's strange that you said that too, because the church that I was in, it's like God just moved me out of there. And I couldn't understand, you know, why, because I was going forth in the church. But I just did. It was something about that church. And I was like, Lord, you know, whatever you have me to do, I'll do it, you know. And
don't go into too much of that.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, though.
I love you.
I love you, too. I don't think you know who this is.
I don't. I'm just caught up. I have no idea. I see. Is there a C?
Yes. My God.
I know I see a C, but I'm caught up now.
Yes, it is.
Tell me, because I'm in another place.
It's Chantal from Virginia.
Oh. I didn't know.
I know you didn't.
You know no man after the flesh, and yes. God takes me away. I've had people call me back and they say it's another person, and it's wherever God says. You are such a, and do you know, I know why you're calling tonight.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, my queen, I know she's listening. She's at work. I had just prayed. You gave us a prophecy.
Yes.
About Kokomo, and you know we launched a ministry. We had our opening. God met us, and people came out, and we are holding services in the hotel. But we mm-hmm. walked around a building 7 times,
mm-hmm.
the staff and all of us, and we know God has given it to us. But you spoke about an edifice,
mm-hmm.
and we're in the process of that miracle. And I believe you appeared tonight, because we have not talked in a long time.
Yes.
But I believe you appeared, because this is the time when the prophecy shall be fulfilled for the people of God.
My God. Hey, God, thank you. Yeah, it was one, oh my God. It was one person that caused all of that to happen. It was a male that caused all of that to happen, that brought the confusion, because it was jealousy because of the anointing that is on your life and your wife's life. And they seen this thing about to prosper. So they had to do something just to put it on hold for just a little bit.
Look at
But this. See, it was too many hands in this situation. Too many hands. So what God had to do was take the hands off so that the one hand can take control, which is you.
My God. My God.
Mm-hmm. It was too many hands in it. And all those hands wasn't clean like yours. So now,
My God. Stay with me, people of God. She's going to come right back in. Hallelujah, because God is speaking through this woman. She's going to call right back. I'm going to bring her in. Listen, this woman prophesied and gave a word of knowledge. And I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There she is. I got you. You're back on the air, woman of God. Go
you
ahead.
You see, the enemy got mad because I exposed him. But he was supposed to be exposed. But it's all right. That's what happened. So God is just saying now, for you just stand still.
Yes.
Just stand still and just let him do it.
I should.
It ain't over.
Huh?
It ain't over. Because I'm going to tell you something. Them people will tear that city to pieces if you don't get that building. They will tear that place up. Because y'all have been a blessing to so many people there, even the little children.
Jesus.
And I hear when you get into this place, I want you to put the children in place, even the little teeny ones.
That's
God. You're supposed to put them at the door, you know, use the little children as well, because this church is going to represent a nation of people,
which includes
the children.
Amen.
And once you put the children at the doorpost, it's covered.
Whew.
Ain't nobody come in there and do nothing else. But like I said, it was one person that came against you.
That's true.
And God gonna deal with that person. You can believe that, because it was like a manipulation thing.
My God.
Saying one thing and doing another.
Mm.
But see, one thing about you is you take people at face value, even though you can see into the heart and the spirit of people, but you a person that just give a person a chance.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
You'll give them a chance regardless.
That's true.
I know it. That's exactly what happened. But it ain't over. Because God said it was yours, and God's word will not return back to him void. So you just stand still. Because all the stress that you've been through with all of this, it caused you and your wife stress.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't supposed to walk in there like that. When you walk in that door this time, the foundation will be laid out.
Ooh,
you won't have to worry about nothing, because everything is going to be come together.
My God, my God.
And see, things only happen for a season. It had to happen so that everything can come into line. Yeah, God is just lining up everything. And like I said, don't forget the little children.
Oh, I can't. You speak in my heart, me and my wife.
Don't forget the little children. I'm telling you, because they're going to be, you know, that's like the eye of your ministry.
Yes, it is.
The children.
Yes, it is. That's the Lord. Only God could show you that.
Yeah, they're the eye of the ministry.
Yes.
And you teaching, you know, you're teaching those little children, the little boys, how to grow up and be men. And that's what God honors.
Oh, God.
And your wife, she will show the young girls how to grow up to be women. And that's what God is asking and calling for these days, because so many of these kids have been lost. But with people with hearts like you and your wife, the kids can be saved, and that's what God wants.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you.
And it's still, it's people coming. I mean, more people coming. You got a slew of people now following you there, but it's more to come. That's why the enemy had to step in. Because, see, once these people start turning over their lives, it's not going to be nothing for you and your wife to do. But just be there.
Jesus. 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 People, I thank God for this woman of God. She appeared again and spoke into our lives. And I thank you. I thank you for being the woman of God you are. I cannot wait to let my queen hear this tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
And tell her everything is going to be all right, not to worry. She's just supposed to keep praying for the ministry, because it's still a ministry regardless of what has taken place. But see, something has to happen before the victory can come. So
come
now
on.
You got the victory. Just speak it. You have the anointing to speak the victory, and it'll happen just like that. You have that anointing.
Amen. Wow.
Trouble don't last always. We know this.
Yes.
But see, whatever God say, that's what it's going to be. And if he got to remove folks to do what he got to do, that's what he'll do. He'll put a stop to it all so he can clean out and weed out so that it can be the way that he want it to be. Because when you have a ministry, the people that follow you in your ministry, they have to have the same heart.
That's true.
And a lot of people still haven't had heart surgery yet.
Come on.
You see, they're going through surgery, heart surgery. God got to clean their heart out so they can come right. Because it can't come no other way. So I'm telling you, you are blessed in that city. And don't think that you're not. Because you are. God put you there. And he didn't say it was going to be easy. He didn't say that. But always know that he got your back. No matter what come or what go, he got you covered.
My God.
So just going on through this little teeny time right here. Going on, get you some more strength, some more anointing, some more power. Because through all of this, he's strengthening you. He's giving you more power.
Yes.
You and your wife. Because no matter what come, it ain't going to break you. It's going to make you stronger.
Ooh, God said it. My God. Yes. My God.
That's exactly what's happening. So don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Because God is on the scene in that place.
I know
he's
it's
on
true.
The scene.
Yes, he is.
He's on the scene. Because miracles done already took place in there. That's what got him confused. The miracles, they like, man, who is this? You know? But see, what you got, they can't have that. But if they join in with you, it'll rub off on them.
Yes. That's true.
Don't worry. God got your back. Believe me what I tell you.
I believe.
And everything he told you, showed you, it is going to come to pass. So don't even worry about it. It's already done.
My God.
It's already done.
Woman of God, I thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. And we will be talking, and I thank, ladies and gentlemen, this woman of God spoke to me and my queen, and just every word she's spoken just comes to pass. And it's amazing that last night we were praying, and my queen, I said, honey, I need the blueprint to this place. Well, when I picked my queen up from a job, she said, honey, I got all the information. And here you are tonight. To God be the glory for you. I salute you, woman of God, and thank you for being a part of this work.
Yes. I lost touch, but I didn't lose the connection.
You gonna
and I got online tonight. I said, oh, there he is. I had to call, you know, because last time I talked to you, I was going through. But God brought me out, just like he's going to bring you out.
Yes,
now I'm waiting on him again to open this door to the airlines, because my desire is to help God's people get to and fro in this country. Because let me tell you something, your ministry is not going to stop here.
It's time for us to go into the foreign lands.
Yes.
And my desire is to be of assistance to God's people. Working for the airlines, somebody called me, I need to get to Jamaica. I want to be able to make that happen for them and it not be a struggle. That's my desire.
Wow. Wow. Introduce yourself to Prophecy Alive, woman. Tell us your name, your ministry. Go ahead.
My name is Prophet Chantal Lockley.
Oh.
And I just say what God said, tell me to say, and I do what God tell me to do. And it was
Prophetess.
A reason for me coming on this line tonight. And I thank God for being obedient. Because God is getting ready to do something. You and your wife, watch what I tell you.
Come on, woman of God.
It's about to happen.
Hallelujah.
It's about to happen. It's about to happen for you. Because he has to make that place settle. He has to settle what's going on there because you're going past there. It's just not going to be there. You're getting ready to go in other places. So this place has to be settled before he can send you in these other places that you need to go.
That's true. That's true.
God, get ready to perform a miracle. Watch what I tell you.
My God.
All you got to do is sit back and watch him. Watch him do it. Because he get ready to do it. Yep. He get ready to shock some folks.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear this. My God. Oh, God, I bow before you. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the glory. Wow. This is amazing. I feel so refreshed. Oh, I thank God. I thank God.
Yes, I thank God, too.
You are such a blessing. May every door that is in your way that God opened, I saw a big door.
Mm-hmm.
And before you open your mouth, I saw private jets.
Yes.
And the Lord shall open this door for you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you for releasing this word. And I release to you favor.
Yeah, God.
Hallelujah. My God. Woman of God, say a prayer for the people that are listening before I let you go. Just obey the Lord.
Father God, I come to you tonight, God, asking you for your grace and your mercy for your people. And God, I ask that you heal, deliver, and set free.
Yes.
God, whatever desire that they have on their heart and they have on their mind tonight, God, I ask that you grant it. God, I ask that you touch your people all over this world.
Yes.
God, give them a double touch of your anointing and your power. And God, I ask that you touch this prophet. Oh, God. Touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. God, let the God in him come out. And God, do whatever it needs to be done tonight to make everything right in his life. And God, I ask that you touch his wife, wherever she may be tonight.
Yes.
Lord God, touch her from the top of her head to the bottom
God.
Of her feet.
Yes.
And God, let that anointing and that power in her get even stronger through all
get
of this.
All
God,
of
let her speak and it shall happen.
Oh,
let him
yes.
speak and it shall come to pass.
Hallelujah.
God, I ask that you just give them a closer walk with you, God.
Yes, we receive
they already it. Know you, but God, I ask that you just bring them a little bit closer.
Get us
and
closer.
God, whatever
Lord.
Is going on, Lord God, you step on the scene tonight and make it right for them, God. Because, God,
Hallelujah.
Their desire is to serve you.
Yes,
and whatever
yes.
it takes, they will go through. But, God, bring them out with the victory in
yes.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, cover that building in the name
Come
of Jesus.
Hey, hey,
Lord, God, take the hands that's on it that don't belong on it. God, take them off.
Mm.
And
okay.
whatever situation is going on, God, you bring it to the surface, God. And you fix it like you can. Like only you can, God. When we don't understand, God, we know that you are in control, God. Just like you gave the building to them, we're going to give it back to you tonight. Because we know when you give it back to them, it's going to be right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And God, the people that are on the line tonight, touch them, God. Give them miracles. Give
yes.
them, give God, let your anointing and your power flow through them, God. Elevate them to the next level, God. God, give
yes.
them whatever they need tonight. Whatever their heart
go.
Stand in need of, God, give it
yes.
to them, God. Give them more understanding, God. And let them know we don't live by what we see, but we live by your faith. And when we live in your faith, God, anything can happen. Anything
yes.
is possible.
Yes.
When we live by faith, God, I ask that these blessings be granted in your name tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Wow. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, woman of God. We salute you in Jesus' name. This woman of God, people, we continue to uplift her. This prophet of God, prophetess Chantal Lockley, we thank God for you, and we shall be talking. I mean it. Thank you, woman of God, for calling.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Awesome.
And it's
over. Say it again.
God
it
said,
again.
God said, and it's over.
Glory. Glory.
The battle is already won. It's
Hallelujah.
Over.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. I bless you, God. My God.
It's over. The battle is over.
Whew.
God said, walk by faith and not by sight. So that means what you see, don't worry about it. You turn it around with the faith that you have in God, because that's how God moves. When you have faith in him, he'll move.
Yes.
And you got faith.
Yes.
Faith is what took you there. Faith is what led you there, and faith is what's going to carry you while you're there.
You have just spoken. My God, my queen is at her place of employment, and she just said hallelujah, praise God. She's listening in right now. I thank God for her. The people can get in touch with me on Facebook, and she listens in. And I thank God for what God is doing through you, Prophetess Chantal. Thank you so
yes.
much.
Yes, yes. I thank God, too. And let me know when it happened, because it's about to happen any day now.
Ooh, Jesus.
Any day now is about to happen.
I got your number in my phone. Yes, my God. Hallelujah. Any
yes,
day now.
Any day you're going to see the victory.
My God. You know, my queen
any
was praying.
Day.
She
mm-hmm.
was praying one of our meetings, and the Spirit of God took her to the place. And she was, when she woke up, in the spirit realm, she was in the sanctuary praying. And it's amazing. Hallelujah.
Yes, any day now, it's going to happen.
Yes.
They're going to hand you the keys. They're going to hand them to you once and for all.
My God.
Because it's yours for the game.
So
why won't he do it? He told you he was going to give it to you. It's yours for the asking. Any day now.
Hallelujah.
Any day now. And you let me know.
Because
I already know.
I know you do. Well, to God be the glory for what his people shall receive. I bless
yes.
you.
I bless you,
have
you
a wonderful
too.
Evening.
And you too.
God bless you.
I bless you.
People, I thank God. I praise God. I praise God. Thank God for the woman of God, Prophetess Chantal Buckley. She spoke to us many months ago. And it's amazing how she's spoken again. And this is the 28th of May. Hallelujah. Any day now. Glory to God. I have another caller. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hello.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. I was calling in a need for prayer for reconciliation with a friend.
You know, it's God's will that we have peace, even in relationships. And Father, tonight, I just ask you for healing. I sense healing goes through this woman, her heart, her spirit. Heal her in her inner man, her emotions and her mind. God, we ask you for reconciliation concerning that which she desires. I ask you for a holy reconciliation. I ask you, O God, that there be no defilement, that the enemy would not take advantage of this woman in no way. And I decree peace. I look for a miracle, intangible. I look for, oh God, something that will surprise this woman in her life concerning other issues. And I decree, Lord, that forgiveness would flow in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Prophet.
Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm.
Let your glory reign.
To deal with just for a few minutes. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuse them before our God day and night. The enemy spends all of his time accusing the people of God. You better believe this. He does not rest. He does not slumber. The enemy is on the prowl. And he's going to and fro, up and down the earth, as he's always done. But we know that the enemy is defeated. This is a tactic of the devil, y'all. And you can look on television, you can look on in the political realm. If something is taking place in the political realm, you better believe it's an indication of what's happening in the realm of the spirit. The evil warfare. The enemy is jealous of those who are chosen to walk by faith and not by sight. This is an evil ministry of Satan. He accuses. The spirit of accusation. Now, this is the spirit of Antichrist. And people are waiting on a certain date, a certain time of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is here now. It's been here. And this spirit of Antichrist, it has no love. You know, people will say, I'm a Christian. But they will spend time accusing people, demonizing people. God has given us power, listen closely, over this spirit of accusation. Notice in the writings of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, and you've been in the ministry any amount of time or in church, you know this verse, 2 Timothy 2. And 15 says, study to show thyself approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But verse 16 is skipped over. It says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So you cannot be a student of the word and a student of Satan. Satan is looking to hire anyone that will, especially a believer, to accuse other brethren. We can't even accuse someone of sin. Romans 3:23 tells us, ladies and gentlemen, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And those that accuse others, even in the body of Christ, they have the spirit of Antichrist, and they're full of condemnation, and condemnation is the ministry of death. And the enemy comes with his voice, his hideous voice of condemnation. And this voice will tell you how much of a failure. It will remind you of your past failures. It happens in your mind. If this is a demonic spirit that comes to people and make them feel insignificant. It'll remind you, it'll tell you that your heart is not right with God. Condemnation. If you don't read your Bible every day, this spirit will come and try to accuse you of not having a relationship with God. And this spirit, what it does is basically tells you that you're not good enough for the cross, for salvation. Now look at God. He's just the opposite. The nature of God is to build up, not tear down. The spirit of accusation comes to tear down, tear you down, not build you up. So I want us to take a closer look at this. This accusing spirit, it uses the letter of the word, the law of the word, to lay heavy burdens on people. And this spirit will come to crush your desire for God, your faith. This is a spirit of a Pharisees. Matthew 23:4. Listen to this. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves would not move them with one finger. They would not move these burdens with one of their fingers. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Listen to this. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. It keeps giving life. 2 Corinthians 3:6. And there's the contrast, the difference between the spirit of liberty and the spirit of death. This spirit of accusation, it works in people, especially with people who are striving, who are trying to get close to God. It's also a religious spirit, strongholds, and it is the spirit of legalism. This spirit of accusation comes from legalism. You know, in other words, the wicked will make a law and then make money off the law. It's not that they care about it, but they will make laws that will free themselves to do evil and bind the good, the poor. This spirit of accusation, it will manifest in many ways. It will manifest, especially when it comes to sin. All have sinned, Romans 3:23, and come short of the glory of God. How many people sin, but they cannot get over the accusation? They can't get over a brothers and sisters who should love God. Galatians 6:1, it tells us, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. It can cause people around them to accuse. And it is a personal attack on the cross. Because while we, come on and say we, while we were yet sinners, Christ died. He didn't wait until we got it all together. He didn't wait until we became apostles and prophets. He didn't wait till we became faithful, because only God is faithful. He, while we were in our sins, while we were in our mess, Christ died. And anytime the enemy brings up your past failures, that is the work of the accusing spirit. This spirit, it will feed on your past mistakes. You'll sit down and there's a video of your past sins will play in your head if you're not careful. This is why it's so important to keep, for us to keep our minds on Christ, on his word, on prayer. And this spirit comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, I'm going to get into this later because of the time, and I want to deal with how you can stay away from the spirit. How you can combat this spirit in the atmosphere. There's three realms of God's presence. Listen to this. Matthew 7:7. Listen. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Listen to this. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. This is something that God, he wants us to understand. He wants our fellowship with, in such an intense way. And the Word of God tells us that the impulse to seek God begins with him. One thing about God, ladies and gentlemen, God knows that as human, in the flesh, our heart, our human heart is not capable, listen, of seeking God. So God gives us, in our hearts, he gives us the strength. You know, one time Jesus was praying and he asked his disciples, could you not pray with me 1 hour? We simply in the flesh, we don't have a hunger or a desire, but God places that hunger and desire in us. Everything that we have is good because God is the only one that is good. It comes from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. The Word of God says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. I love this. Psalms 42, 1. O God, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. And when shall I come and appear before God? The Word of God tells us in Psalm 80, draw me. We will run after thee. That's in Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4. Until we are drawn by the Lord, we don't have it in us to seek God. Don't rely on your intellect or your religious knowledge or the fact that you go to church that you automatically want God. The Bible says, quicken us, and we will call upon thy name, Psalm 80 and 18. When God quickens us, you know, I pray this prayer. Lord, quicken me to pray. Quicken me to seek you. Stir up my hunger for you. You know, right after Lazarus was raised from the dead, he wanted something to eat. Hunger is a sign of life in the believer. When we hunger for God, that's the life of God in us. One of the first symptoms of illnesses is the loss of appetite. When the hunger is gone, the person is increasingly open to more sickness and weakness. Listen to this. This is important. When we as believers are in constant hunger for God, that hunger that is placed in our hearts by the Lord Jesus himself, he is drawing us closer into his presence. And that's why fasting and praying is so powerful. Caution. When it is done according to the Holy Spirit leading, not done religiously. Isaiah 58 deals with the people that fast to be heard. They fast to make their voice heard. They fast for strife. They fast to point their fingers like the Pharisee did to the publican. When you look at the presence of God, the Old Testament, it gives us sort of a map of entering into his presence. And this leads us to the outer court. And then into the holy place. And then into the holy of holies. And here's what Jesus said. He said, ask, Matthew 7, we're back there, and it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone, get this, that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened to him. Matthew 7, 7 through 8. Now listen closely. We ought to ask for God. We ought to ask and seek. Seek God. Knock. It's not a physical door. That door is what we ask for. First letter in ask is A. Second letter, S. Third letter, K. Three rounds. Ask, A. Seek, S. Knock, K. Those three dimensions of prayer gets us into the realm. And when we ask God, we are led to the realm of seeking and then to the realm of knocking. And each of those areas has a divine purpose in giving us the access. We all have access to the throne of God. You think about Moses. when he was under the direction of God. When you read about Moses to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, he built it with three distinct areas. Number one, outer court. This area surrounded the linen fence. It stood within it, the altar of sacrifice and the laver. Number two, the holy place. In this room, you have the candlestick, the tables of the shewbread, and the tables of incense. And then number three, you have the holies of holies. This is the place, the Ark of the Covenant, the golden censer, and the, in the tabernacle, we have three rams. So when you think about prayer, prayer is in itself, it deals with the tabernacle. Our bodies, listen, are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now think about that for a minute. The outer court is the realm of asking. And many of God's people are there. I love you. God wants us to move. Many of you call and you ask me for prayer and you can feel my spirit. But it's not my spirit. It's the Spirit of God calling you higher. As long as we're in the realm of asking, we're on the outer court. Look at Jesus. He tells us, everyone that asketh, receive it. Asking is where we begin and results in abiding in Christ. So it's necessary to ask. Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. St. John 15, verse 7. But listen closely. Asking begins in the outer court. We make our requests known to God. The scripture says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Philippians 4 and 6. Listen closely. And that is where we ask and we receive. It's on the outer court. It's where the Lord comes and he make our desires and our needs known to him. But watch this. It also is where we cleanse ourselves with his blood and we confess our sins. And he's faithful and just to forgive us. 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all, not some, all unrighteousness. This happens on the outer court. There we have the altar of sacrifice is where the work of the cross and the blood of Jesus avail. It's a messy place. Sin is a messy place. Sacrifice is a messy place. But God wants to take us deeper, deeper. And then now we have the holy place. A, ask, as seeking. So seeking is the holy place. On the day of Pentecost, Jesus told them to go. He had given them instructions before he left. Go into the upper room, tarry, wait until you be endued with power. The holy place, that's this place of seeking, where we seek. And in this holy place stood the candlesticks on one side, the shewbread on the other. And the high priest entered, looked toward the veil, and he would see the table of incense, prayer. And God did something unique. God commanded the priest to burn incense on the golden altar every morning and evening, three times. I mean, the same times that the daily burnt offerings were made. And this incense was to burn continually. So we ought to pray always. We ought to seek God always. It's an aroma to the Lord. The incense, the symbol of prayers and intercession of the people going up to God is a sweet fragrance. Now, God seeks before he is sought. Do you know God seeks? The Bible said God sought for a man that would pray, Ezekiel 22 and 30. So God seeks those that come to know him and to seek him. Jeremiah 29:13 and 14. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into this place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah 29:13 and 14. In this realm, listen closely, when we begin to find the Lord and liberty from all captivity in this holy place, it is here where God, the Almighty, gives the illumination through his word. It is here that we receive the truth of God's word. And it is here that we will find nourishment and be satisfied by the promises of God. And we find the table of the shewbread. Remember Jesus said this, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now we have the third realm knocking, the holies of holies. I love this. This is the place of prayer in God's presence. It's the holiest of holy, of all holiness. It is the place of partnership, knocking with God. It's the place where God is holy. He does not speak in the outer court or holy place. And the seventh chapter is one of the longest in the book of Numbers, and it deals with the day of the tabernacle, that the tabernacle was fully set up. And when you read that chapter, it's so powerful. It details the offering. Then in the very last verse of that chapter, we will read this, Numbers 7 and 89. Listen to this. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from of the mercy seat, from off the mercy seat. Listen to this. This is sacred. That was upon the ark of testimony from between the two cherubims, and he spake unto him. Numbers 7 and 89. Moses had entered into the Holy of Holies to be in the presence of God, to hear God speak. What a wonderful thing it is for us to be in that place where God speaks. What a glorious moment that must have been. And it is today, ladies and gentlemen, as it was in the day of Moses. This deep intimacy with God takes place in the holies of holies. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you ask me what concerns me the most about the body of Christ, I will tell you. I'm concerned about the religious shortcuts that many people have gone through. There is a divine process. You can't get to the holies of holies by having church. I promise you. We have to come to the outer court and get on our knees, making our requests known to God. It is so easy to get distracted in the outer court. I mean, people nowadays will sit up in church and you know, they will be occupied with networks, occupied with Facebook, occupied with everything. I make sure me and my household, we don't fool with that. when it comes to gathering, everything else must become like a garment. The word says, render not unto me your garments, but your heart. Bring our hearts before God. I'm concerned that demonic distractions have entered the body of Christ, especially when the outer court is our church. So much activity. The flesh is still in control in the outer court. You get tired. You get worn out. You cannot hear God's voice. It's easy to give up. But let us go into the holies of holies. I'm going to be sharing more about that. Hallelujah. I have a caller, 817. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet. How you doing? This is Adrian.
God bless you, Prophet Adrian.
Man, I'm loving what you're saying. I just wanted to jump in here right quick before you go. I want to talk to the people who are listening out there in the radio land. This prophet right here, man, this man is real. He has a good heart. He has a heart for the people. And I think I want everybody to join with me on tomorrow and just lift this man up in prayer. We want to do it as a corporate prayer and lift you up, prophet. Because
Wow. Me
personally, I see how you take out the time with me. You treat me like a son. You don't rush me. You let me talk. You counsel with me. And I know I'm not the only one. There are many people probably just across the world that call you because you make yourself touchable. And one thing about it is when you lose the common touch, you lose the anointing that God has on you, but you have now lost that common touch.
Amen.
And I want everybody to just be with me tomorrow. If you can just take an hour of your time out of your busy schedule, 24 hours, just take 1 hour and lift this man up in prayer with me, because he's our father, our prophet, and he's a friend to us. And he gives us so much of virtue coming on the radio every single night for a couple of hours when he could be doing something else. He could be spending time with his queen, his son, his kids. You know, he could be doing anything, but he takes out that time to spend with us, to impart in us, to feed us. And I think that we should return the favor. Not that we can do tit for tat or, you know, pay me, I'll pay you back. But I think we should just be mindful of the time that the prophet spends and lift him up in prayer. So I want to lift you up in prayer tomorrow. I want everybody that's listening to do the same.
Wow. Hallelujah. That touched me, Prophet. Wow. Thank you so much, man of God. You have to excuse me. That's deep
right.
to do that. I mean, that's my queen and I appreciate that, and I praise God for you. I praise God for every one of you, and I'm going to join you all also as we pray for the work of God to go forth. We need people are leaving mainstream religion, but not because they don't want God, it's because they want God. And there's a harvest, but it's going to be God's harvest. My God. And Prophet, go ahead. I'm going to let you close out tonight. I'm going to let you close out tonight. Go ahead, Prophet Adrian.
Yeah, you just did on my heart, man, and I thank you. You know, and I know there are many other people who thank you. And there are people who are listening on the radio who've never pushed one. But because they are afraid to kind of push one, they're afraid to jump out there. But those people that don't push one, don't you worry. God still knows you. God still hears you, and God still sees you. There's a man that's been listening for quite a while, and he's been wanting to press one. And he had some sickness in his body. He's feeling bad in his body, like in his upper chest region. And he doesn't know what's going on with him. But I want you to know that God is going to begin to touch you, my brother.
Come on.
You don't
Come
have
on.
To push one, because God pushed one for you. Amen. Yes. And you don't even have to worry about it because God is going to touch you and God is going to heal you. There are some things that you have lost because of your health. There are some things that you've been wanting to do, but you can't do it because of your health. Don't worry about it. God is going to restore you. God is going to restore you 100-fold. So don't you worry about pushing one because God heals you and God's pressed one for you. Amen.
Wow. I'm telling you, people are saying, count me in on Facebook, Prophet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, keep talking for a little bit. I'm answering the people of God as you talk. Hallelujah.
All right. And you're probably going to get me for this. You're going to get my goat like my daddy used to say. But people, I want you to do this right here. This man does not beg. He does not ask for anything. I want us to corporately support the man of God. Whatever you have, whatever you can do, it doesn't matter, just corporately, because it will. We have strength in numbers. Now, I'm telling you, there are a bunch of prophets out there that will charge you $300, $500 to counsel with them for 30 minutes. This man asks for nothing. He never asks for anything. When their phone rings, he picks up the phone. The first thing he says is, God bless you. So we love this radio station, and we love what the man of God is doing. And we need to support because this is good ground. We need to sow seed into good ground. Stop throwing the seed out to these jokers that don't mean you a bit of good, that don't care about you, that you're just another number, or you're just another reference number on the MoneyGram, another credit card number that they can cash in and go on about their business. And they saying, well, you know, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Of course you are. If a million people give you a dollar, of course you're going to be a millionaire. You mean they're tricking the people and making the people feel like if they don't give, then they won't be blessed. That's not how God works. I'm so sorry.
Amen. Amen.
God blesses us regardless of what we have.
Yes.
God blesses us regardless of what we have because he is a loving God. Don't get caught up in the gimmicks and the pranks and the games because there are a lot of people out there who ain't fit for nothing, who just want to fish and feed off of the efforts of other people. They're running games. But this man right here is not running a game. This man loves God. He never asks for anything. But I'm coming up to you, to the people of God, and I'm telling you, we need to support this man. So seed in this ground, and I guarantee you we will get a harvest out of this ground. Amen.
Wow. To God be the glory. For you, Prophet, and because you spoke, I just saw the biggest door for you. It's a beautiful door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for every one of you tonight, and I bless God for the words, and I give God the glory. I'm not ashamed to say that I agree with every word that the man of God just spoke. I agree. And I promise you this, we will never take the credit for what God is doing. And you want to reach me, you can reach me on Facebook, me and my queen. And also, you can also reach us by calling 317-832-0131. And our email is ronetwork@live.com. And continue to pray for us. We do love you. Thank you, Prophet Adrian.
You're very welcome. God be the glory. I love you.
Love you too, son. Until tomorrow night, stay healed and stay delivered. Hallelujah.
Forget not all this. I believe that you're right.